Let's go back to the beginning. Tell the story of Manhattan. First of all, the name Manhattan.
That's a subject of a lot of different stories, and I'm not 100% sure which one would be accurate. What's in the manuscript that Bob Blackburn has researched is that there was a Manhattan Construction Company of New York established by a man named Luman, who was from Atlanta in the Northeast, and he came out to Oklahoma seeking construction work and met my grandfather in Chandler, and they became partners. That's how the company got going in Oklahoma in 1896. And then in 1907, along about that time, I think Luman died and Granddad bought him out, and they incorporated the company in Oklahoma in December 1907, 1 month after it became a state. It's the first corporate charter issued by the state of Oklahoma.
So then Lawrence H. Rooney, your great-grandfather, begins the company in 1896.
Yes. He had a partner, Mr. Luman, at the time for a few years.
That was then Oklahoma Territory, and the charter was out of New York.
Right.
He had another business, though, other than construction.
He did. He was in a few things in Chandler. He was kind of an entrepreneur. He was in the concrete business, and I think he had a dry goods store or something like that. I know he got involved with the local bank in Chandler and got to be friends with the Hightowers, who ended up founding the First National Bank of Oklahoma City. Granddad was on that board for years and used to have a fairly sizable stock position in.
I think it was about a year before the first ever commercial oil well was drilled in Oklahoma, 3 years before the Oklahoma land run, that he had started then Manhattan Construction Company. So then the state becomes the 46th state in 1907, and Manhattan then is the first corporate entity in the state of Oklahoma.
That's right. We have a copy of the certificate right here somewhere. We have the original in a safe deposit box.
I don't know what the first building built by Manhattan Construction was, if it goes before that, but they were the low bidder in the original Oklahoma State Capitol building in Guthrie.
Mm-hmm. We built the second one as well. And now we're going to renovate it.
So there's an interesting story. Somebody listening to this, what? You built a Capitol building in Guthrie. And we know the story there that actually there was a vote taken amongst the populace of Oklahoma, and they voted 96,000 votes to move the Capitol to Oklahoma City. Guthrie came in second with 31,000 and Shawnee with 8,000. So then Governor Haskell says, all right, this is the way it shall be. However, they say that in the dark of night, they actually came and stole the state seal from Guthrie and took it to Oklahoma City. And so now your company builds the second.
Yeah. And I've heard that from some of Bob's research that it was kind of a partisan deal, that there was a bit of a Republican-Democrat issue in whether it be Guthrie or Oklahoma City. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Well, it was wrested away from Guthrie.
You bet.
Probably folks there are still upset about that. You built the Oklahoma State Capitol building, and we should say also they didn't finish the dome then, but you finished the dome later on under the administration of Governor Frank Keating.
In a joint venture with Flint Co., which was a great state project, Frank courageously fought to get that done, and I think his judgment's been vindicated many times over. Oklahomans are proud to have that dome on there.
Manhattan constructs the Love County Courthouse. We did 30 county courthouse projects across Oklahoma.
Yeah, about half the ones in the state we built.
Then they finished the construction on the relocation capital in Oklahoma City in 1917. Then you build in Texas, your first Texas project there, the Denison Hotel.
Yeah, they did. They did a few projects in North Texas and a few courthouses and things before they actually later in the 50s got started full-time in Houston.
Did they not have any competition at all?
Oh, sure.
Because they landed major, major projects in our state.
They did.
Can you talk about that?
There's always plenty of competition in most any business, and especially construction. I think that Granddad must have been a real good operator. His partner in Houston, Deke Bullen, was a very good operator, and I think Granddad had some good people, a good organization. But there were many companies around, you know. I used to have the W.R. Grimshaw Company in Tulsa. You had Flint Co., Tulsa Rig and Reel, it was called then. They started out more on the oil field side, moved into building. The Bass family from Enid is an old construction company. Mr. Bass Sr. was a real good friend of my grandparents. So there's plenty of competition around. And in Dallas, of course, the Henry C. Beck Company was the old one that we used to compete with for years.
But you're always landing them.
Well, no, we got our share, put it that way.
You've had your losses, too. I mean, you've lost out.
When we get a bad job, it's a bad job. We've had some real bad jobs.
Manhattan builds its first project for American Airlines in 1943. 55, Lawrence F. Rooney called one of the most colorful industrial leaders in Oklahoma.
I believe he might have been colorful, yeah. All these old-time oil guys, construction guys, lived hard, and rode hard, and were put up wet, you know.
Do you see yourself in them at all? Are you a different kind of person?
No, I think I'm more process-centric person.
Lawrence F. Rooney retires in 56, remains company's board of directors. Then you have, I guess, those who were not members of the family, Ray Bassor.
Bassor, yeah, for a few years.
Ray Bassor retires.
Dad, yeah.
That's when your dad then takes over in 1960. And what do you remember about that? I mean, there are some icons in Texas, Fiesta Texas Theme Park, Texas Rangers Ballpark, Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have had good clients and good people. If you have good people and do a good job, you'll get good clients. And if you have good clients, it gives you an opportunity to really build a great company, and I feel real fortunate, both for the people that have put their career with Manhattan and the customers that have put their trust in Manhattan.
Now, during these years, are you thinking, I'm eventually going to come back to the company?
Not really.
And the construction company?
No, I love working construction, but I was pretty interested in both practicing law for a while in Houston and really pretty interested in staying in Houston. I really liked Houston and Texas. Obviously, we did come back on a moment's notice when Dad got cancer, but Kathleen and I expected to stay in Houston.